if people are out there, families are out there, mums, dads, and they've got children and they're thinking, oh, I want to get them, you know, I'll read them a story, but how can they get them interested themselves as children to start reading? Is that something parents, or is it something that happens at school? Because I don't have children. So I imagine it's something you're trying to encourage from a young, yeah, young age to get them to read.
I think you need to read. So we quite often will get parents coming in saying, oh, they don't read. And my question usually, in a gentle way, is, well, do you read to them? Do you read? Do they see you reading? And if it's a no, I haven't got time, well, kind of there's your answer. I mean, you're always going to have children that maybe don't read anyway because it's just not their thing, and that is okay. Mm. I shouldn't say that as a bookseller, but it is, because everyone likes different things. But I think really you have to model that behaviour, and it doesn't matter what you're reading. You don't need to read War and Peace. You can read, they can see you reading a magazine. If they're seeing that you're reading and it's part of your life,
yeah,
and you read to them, make it part of your bedtime routine, or it could even be while they're having dinner and you read a chapter of a book to them. It doesn't matter when it is. We've done it with our children, I mean, they're all big now. since I was pregnant with them, really. And it's just, I used to read them my books when they were tiny, tiny, like when I was feeding, because it's about the rhythm of your voice and them just getting used to that thing. And we've now got a grandson, the most beautiful boy in the world. And I mean, he's 6 months, but he already turns the pages.
Yeah.
Because he's used to being read
to. He's not going
to
be working there on the 25th, is he, by any chance?
He's going to be one of the elves.
Baby Christmas.
Baby Christmas. I'm going to put him to work. I'm going to give him a little lanyard and put him to work. Shove him up the chimney. So I think it's just about it being part of your life. We're so lucky. We've got Brentwood Library, which is a wonderful resource. So I know that books, you know, for lots of families at the moment especially, they are a luxury item, and I totally get that. But we've got the library. You know, all of your kids have got school libraries. Well, I hope so. Well, they've got, at least they get books from school. We've got Shenfield Library, which hasn't got its permanent home at the moment, but they've set up a great temporary space. So we've got all of that on our doorstep, and just make it part of your daily life, really. Yeah. Even if it's 5 minutes, it doesn't need to be a long time. But I also think, don't make it a battle. If your children, for whatever reason, are not enjoying reading to you, that's okay. Just model reading to them, or just, and some, you know, some adults don't like reading out loud either, and that's fine. But it could just be that you talk about the pictures if you don't feel confident to read the book to them. That's all right. It's just that whole process,
yeah,
and they'll learn to love it.
And it is a bit hit and miss with books, because when I was young at school, we were reading like some classics. I didn't understand the words, because I was just to sit in the class of 30 thinking, I hate it, yeah. And I really did. And then I sort of discovered crime thrillers. And now I've always got a book. I've got a book on the go, because I literally fall into the book and go into the story. Sometimes it's just finding the right book, and then you go, definitely, I never realised I love reading. But, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I say that quite a lot when we get kids coming in and they're like, oh, I don't like reading. I will say, because you haven't found the right book yet. And that's normally true. I mean, there's going to be some people that just don't like reading because it's not their thing, like I said. But there is something out there for everyone. And the children's book market is amazing these days. There's so much more to choose from. You've got graphic novels as well. And I will say this to all parents and teachers listening, graphic novels, that's still proper reading. So, and non-fiction, that's proper reading too. Mm. There's lots of people that don't like reading fiction, but there's some amazing non-fiction out there for kids. It doesn't matter what they're reading. Yeah. It can be anything. Yeah. Mm.
And you've got that teenage market now, because it used to be sort of kids' books, and then it just went to adult books. There was nothing really in the middle.
No.
And it is a lot different now.
It is a lot different. So, yeah, there's this whole, like, YA young adult section. Yeah. And the way that we do it at our bookshop, actually, is that the YA, the proper YA, kind of the 16-plus, and the adults' books are all mixed in together, because adults really enjoy reading YA, but sometimes feel like they shouldn't. Don't know why, because it's not an adult's book. And if you're 16 and you're reading a gritty YA romance, then you can read an adult's book as well, because there's really nothing in it.
Yeah.
The main difference in terms of kind of YA and the top of middle grade is to do with how many swears are in there. Honestly, this is true. I think if it's over 4, then it counts as proper YA.
Yeah.
And obviously the relationship side of things. So we separate out, we've got kind of 12 to 14, which is the beginning of YA, but it's not saucy. And then anything that's a little bit more than that might make you go, oh, God, I just can't read this out loud. Then that's in the other room.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a lot to choose from.
Yeah.
A lot.
And you can pop in. You're open, what is it, 7 days, 6 days a week?
6 days a week. Monday to Saturday. Yeah, and we've got a website that you can browse through. We can send books out to people. Always happy to give recommendations. Always happy to chat about books.
Excellent. And you're across social media at Chicken Frog Bookshop.
Yes, nice and easy. So, well, Instagram is at The Chicken and Frog because someone hacked my Instagram last Christmas. Boo.
Yeah.
And I lost the whole account. So unless you're interested in Bitcoin, in which case follow the old one, because I think they're doing a storm.
Oh, are they?
I think so. But I can't close it down, which is very irritating. So yes, The Chicken and Frog on Instagram, but otherwise just Chicken and Frog. We're easy to, it's a silly name, so we're easy to find.
And so it's the 25th. The next big event's going to be Mrs. Claus will be there.
Yeah.
Father Christmas's other half. Be there early for the whole weekend. Better half, yep. On Saturday and Sunday. And if you want to book in, you need to book in on the Sunday if you want to come along with children with any special needs.
Yes, but the Saturday is a free for all.
Excellent. Don't forget, at home somewhere, I'm sorting out my lock-up. I don't know why I'm mentioning this on air, but I found a book that is The Life Cycle of Cats, which I haven't shown to you yet, which I keep promising. It's an A4 book, very large book.
Ooh.
And I don't know, I must have had it from a kid. It's a really old book, but there's like a cat giving birth. It's not like it's,
oh my God,
they're all like cartoon things.
Okay, it's not, nothing horrific.
But I've got to show it to you because it's just a book. It's horrific and yet entertaining.
Excellent. I need to see that. Maybe we should stock it.
I think you probably got out of print for good reason.
Thank goodness.
You're welcome.